Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, people will be gathering at Library Park near Paul and Babe in Bemidji. An organization called Project for Change is hosting a special event, and we're going to be learning more about it right now. Juanita Riopel is on the phone with me, and she's going to be telling me more about it. Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. So tell us, what is your organization, Project for Change? Can you sort of educate us a little bit on that?
Okay, yes. Project for Change is a local nonprofit, nonpartisan change group formed on building awareness, creating social opportunities, and enriching the quality of life for historically marginalized, disadvantaged, oppressed, and resilient Black and Brown communities through policy, accountability, and action.
What's going to happen this afternoon, and what inspired this gathering?
This gathering is something that's been in the making. Right after the killing of George Floyd, our Black and Brown communities, and especially our Black community in like the Bemidji area, started coming together and saying, how is this social unrest impacting our communities? Are we impacted in the schools, in the justice systems? What kind of reform needs to happen? So moving beyond protest into policy and looking toward progress. And through that conversation, this nonprofit was birthed. And so what we really want to do is we want action and change. And so we're going to protest. We're going to go to policy. We're going to hope for policy reform and progress. And if we can't get the traction that we need, we're going to go back to protesting. And there's continued unrest in our communities and in the greater United States, like everywhere. So we're just trying to do our part and sparking change and letting people know that, no, we are not done. We are not satisfied. These conversations are decades old and they need to continue. So it's not just about Mr. George Floyd. It's about all of the George Floyds. And it's about what else can be done, just trying to change the fabric of this nation. Our Mr. Trump often says, you know, make America great again, but we often wonder, when has America been truly great? When there are severely oppressed and marginalized communities. So we want to continue to the conversation and social change so we can make America great for the first time for everyone.
Yeah, it seems to be about continuing the dialogue, to not let things sort of get brushed under the rug yet again. This afternoon, it starts off with a drum circle at 2 o'clock, and then you're going to be having some special speakers. Could you talk a little bit about what's going to happen this afternoon?
Yes. So our speakers, we're going to have all of our speakers are local speakers. We had Ms. Del Shea on the agenda, but unfortunately she had to cancel. She is the mother of Hardell Sherrill, which is a young Black man who was, I'm going to say, killed because he was neglected medically in our Bemidji jail. And not everyone is always aware of that. He was in the jail crying out for help and didn't receive the appropriate attention. And unfortunately, his life was lost.
Right. He had Guillain-Barré, and Keith Ellison's office is taking care of this case now, it sounds like.
But we just want to continue, I don't even want to get into all the problems in the fabric of our community. I don't want anyone to mistake any of this conversation to be anti-police. We need police. We also need severe police reform. When we have just a small fragment of Black and Brown communities in the Bemidji. In the Bemidji area, but they make them up the majority of the people who are incarcerated, we have to step back and say, what is really going on and what needs to change?
So this afternoon's about getting more people at the table to continue the dialogue and get more, more idea
awareness.
Sharing. Yeah.
Think about policy change, but there won't be a conversation necessarily about policy, but just let people know that we're out there and we're working and we are here and we are an important part of our community, however small, and when there's a certain part of the community that's not having a good time, we are not quite there yet, and we should move together. So Blacks, Browns, and our allies are moving toward social change and social reform together. So this conversation, it's been 2 to 5. It's going to be broken up between speakers. Our speakers, one of them will be our president of the Black Student Union, and then some other community members. And it should be a good time. It should be a good time. I hope to see a good number of people out there today hoping to bend the arc toward justice.
Right. Thank you, Juanita. 2 o'clock this afternoon at Paul and Babe is where Project for Change will be gathering. Everybody is welcome. So thanks for your time today, Juanita, and have a great event today.
Bye-bye.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.